kids watch cartoons. That's a given. These days, I hear they watch Bluey and SpongeBob. But when I was a kid, my go-to was Popeye the Sailor. Popeye was strong to the finish because I eats me spinach. But Popeye also had a rock-solid sense of self, and he sang about it every episode. I am what I am, and that's all what I am. Maybe that's where I first learned that it's okay to be who you are. I've never liked hearing someone tell another person that they're not okay, that they were made incorrectly, that they were somehow born wrong. And that idea that people get to be who they are is at the heart of Pride Month. And despite how far we've come, that message is still necessary, especially for young people. A University of Chicago study found that LGBTQ plus youth are 120% more likely to experience homelessness than their straight peers. Many, sadly, are pushed out by families who will not accept them as they are. And that's the reality that Pride pushes back against. Pride celebrations make space for community, visibility, acceptance, a chance for people to stand in public and say, "This is who I am." Here in the South, where old prejudices still linger and shape how the rest of the country sees us, those celebrations matter even more. In Atlanta, where Salvation South is based, the largest Pride celebration in the region doesn't happen in June, it happens in October. Years ago, a drought forced organizers to move it, and October stuck, which, you know, kind of makes sense if you've ever spent a June afternoon in the Georgia heat. Atlanta's October Pride Festival draws more than 300,000 people into Piedmont Park. Think about that for a minute. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered in one place, claiming their right to exist as they are. Not quietly, not invisibly, but out in the open. In their own way, they're saying the same thing Popeye did all those years ago. I am what I am. And in a region that has spent so much of its history telling people who they ought to be, that simple truth still carries power. Because in the end, as I've heard many of my favorite Southerners say, God don't make no junk. Come visit us anytime at salvationsouth.com.